Maligayang panonood po sa inyong lahat, saan man po kayong dako naroroon ngayon. Kayo po ay nanonood ng programang Adventist Heritage. Sambahan niyo po kami sa isang oras na talakayan tungkol sa walang hanggang pabalita ng misyon ng Diyos sa sanlibutan at ang mga kabayanihan na mga misyonaryong nag-alay ng kanilang buhay at lakas sa gawaing ito. Ito ang programang gigising sa inyong puso na tapusin ang gawain ng ating Diyos. Ako po si Sister Jazel at makakasama po natin ngayon si Pastor Brian Tolentino. Good evening po, Pastor. Kamusta po?
Good evening, Jace. Good evening po sa lahat po ng ating po mga tagapakinig. Bago po yan, gusto ko pong magpasalamat mga patid at nakapagsimula na po tayo ng Adventist Heritage. Galing po ako kahapon sa Cebu at nag-gather doon ang union-wide, ang Spirit of Prophecy Convention. At masaya po kami na nakapagsimula na po at marami po tayong tatalakayin dito. Sister Jazel, maraming nagtatanong sa akin, ano daw ba ang background mo? Tell us about yourself para sa susunod. Kasi marami nang nagtatanong eh. They're very excited about this. At least, ma-introduce man lang natin yung ating mga sarili.
Oh yes po. Last time we had our first episode. And yes, medyo hindi namin na-introduce well yung aming mga sarili. Well, I am coming from AUP, Adventist University of the Philippines. One of the professors po doon. Specifically yung College of Theology po. So most of the time, I'm teaching yung mga applied theology subjects like personal witnessing, urban mission, sometimes homiletics din, and Daniel and Revelation, yung mga ganon. So by the way, nasabi din po ninyo, Pastor Brian, last time, that we also had the study or certification program ng Adventist Studies and Ellen G. White Certification.
Pero saan talaga yung major na pinag-aralan mo, na minaster mo?
Ano po ako eh, Master of Arts in Religion, Major in Intercultural Studies and World Mission. So lahat po talaga ng inclination ko, kahit pigilan ko yung sarili ko, is more on sa applied theology and sa mission po talaga. So mostly mapapansin nyo, whenever I talk po, parang I would see to it to apply it in our daily lives and particularly kung paano ma-incorporate yung mission with everything that we're studying.
Ayan. So sa madalit sabi po mga kapatid, medyo ano po ito, ito po yung pastora natin. Sa mga lahat po ng mga babaeng naglo-look up, na gusto rin nasa ministry, ito po yung magandang ehemplo para sa atin si Pastora Jazel. And ikaw ba, Sister Jazel, ay ano, baka may magtanong kasi, dalaga ba o may asawa o ano? Tell us about your family.
Yeah, I have 3 kids po. Rafa, Momo, and then 8, 6, and 4 years old. And my husband is actually working po sa SSD under the General Conference Auditing Services. And he's also into music ministry. Last Saturday lang, nasa Gao Church po kami. So regards po sa mga taga-Gao. Sabi nila nanonood sila, Pastor, at sinusubaybayan nila tayo. So shout out po sa lahat ng from Gao Church. Sobrang na-bless po kami to be in that church to share our talents. Like my kids are singing. And also, my husband is also singing and even facilitating and helping the choir doon sa church. And I also preach and my husband could also preach. Siya po yung speaker nung Saturday.
Meron ka bang susunod na mga schedule?
Actually po, puno na po yung schedule namin. We usually go on a family ministry. Yeah. Dumating kami sa point, Pastor, kasi na naging speaker ako sa ibang church. Tapos yung husband ko is with the choir. And then my kids also have their own choir. Dumating kami sa point na iba-iba yung schedule namin. So this time we decided whenever we go on a Sabbath ministry, sama-sama na po kami. Yeah. So we have family ministers every Sabbath po.
Ayan, sa mga nagtatanong po kasi medyo, sa mga nakakilala na po sa akin, ako po si Pastor Brian Tolentino. Ako po ngayon ang Southern Asia Pacific Division Adventist Heritage Director and Spirit of Prophecy Coordinator po ng ating division. Kaya nandun po ako sa Cebu. Nandiyan po kami, lahat po ng mga taga Cebu dyan. Mag-comment po kayo kung narinig niyo po. Yung mga nanood online.
Yes, opo, marami.
And also from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, ay meron po kami Spirit Prophecy Convention. At ngayon, bukas po, lilipad ako papunta ng Hope Channel Cagayan. Doon po sa Cagayan para mag-record. And then sa Thursday, papunta po ako ng Davao para po sa Spirit of Prophecy Symposium mula Thursday morning hanggang Saturday. So,
Pastor, I'm kind of curious, Pastor, no. Ano po yung nagiging emphasis ninyo whenever you go from a Spirit of Prophecy convention?
dati marami kaming focus, pero ngayon, nag-focus kami sa CE or yung continuing education. Unang-una muna ng mga pastor. Susunod na target namin ng mga teachers, tapos mga elders,
opo,
hanggang sa mga members, hanggang sa mga youth, hanggang children. Papunta na yan doon. So, all walks of life. Kagawin namin. Pero sa ngayon, merong certification level 1 and 2. Yung basic ng spirit prophecy, tapos issues on spirit prophecy.
So, actually po, ang audience pala is first yung mga pastors po muna.
Pastors muna. Administrators, pastors, directors, office workers yun muna. Mm-hmm. Susunod, isa-isahin natin. So, encompassing all walks of life.
Ang galing, Pastor, no? Kasi we want to be confident on what we know about spirit of prophecy and how do we interpret it and how we deliver it to the people, sa lay people po natin. So, at least, magiging confident po tayo ngayon, Pastor, na our pastors are trained, our administrators are trained with the spirit
of prophecy. At grabe yung kanilang pagpapasalamat, Jace.
Yes,
I mean, abot langit ang kanilang pagpapasalamat. And we are very thankful na sinamahan kami ng mga EJWET directors natin from Australia, EJWET directors dito sa IAS, Pastor Ian Felicitas, and myself, and the EJWET director din ng Central Philippines, Pastor Toledo. So, watch out po mga kapatid. Meron po ang page na Spirit Prophecy Southern Asia Pacific Division. Dun ko po sinishare lahat ng mga links para updated po kayo. At ito pong programang ito, ay upgrading po ito para nakikita nyo rin po yung mga pinag-uusapan natin, hindi lamang sa field, kundi dito mismo sa Hope Channel Philippines.
Ayan, thank you, Pastor. And also, we want to greet those who put in their comments sa ating Facebook page sa Hope TV Pilipinas.
Ayan.
Thank you for watching.
Si Sir Lego is watching from AA.
Dito yata yun, Pastor.
Yes, from Adventist Academy natin dito sa,
yeah, sa IAS.
Yun, IAS Academy. Mm-hmm. Hello, Sir. So, continue to share, mga kapatid. Sister Jet De La Rosa is also watching with us.
Yes.
Elijah from Makati Metro, Manila.
Yeah.
Is also watching with us.
And now, also, my mother-in-law, Mrs. Karina Diaz, watching from Quezon City.
Magandang hapon po.
Opo.
Ayan. So, balikan natin yung last time natin pinag-usapan, pointing doon sa mga old prophets, Old Testament prophets, na nagpo-point kay Jesus. Ngayon naman ang pag-uusapan natin is transition from the Old Testament to the New Testament. So Christ in prophecy.
Yeah, para ang ganda nun na. Pastor, kasi we talk about a lot of prophecies or yung mga prophets nga sa Old Testament. Pero ano ba yung pinaprophesy nila, diba?
That's it.
So we want to look into the content.
Titignan na natin yung katuparan.
Mm-hmm.
Yung last time, we were only looking forward.
Mm-hmm.
Ngayon naman, transition from looking forward to fulfillment, going back from New Testament to the Old Testament.
So, titingnan na talaga natin. Closer look. Ano na naman to, Pastor? Siksik, liglig na naman
yes,
tayo
yes.
dito. Sige po,
sige,
sisimulan
na
natin.
Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 18 and 19. How did they anticipate this greater prophet?
Mm-hmm.
Please read.
Sige,
Deuteronomy
po.
Chapter
Deuteronomy 18,
verse 18 and 19.
Yes.
Sige.
Sabi po dito, I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren like unto thee, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him.
Ayan. So I will raise him up, ang sabi.
Mm-hmm.
I will raise him up as a prophet from among them, among their brethren. From among their brethren. So a prophet among their brethren, like unto thee. I will put my words in his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So ibig sabihin, inspired yung kanyang mga sasabihin. And he shall speak unto them all. Sasabihin niya sa lahat. And shall command him. And it shall come to pass, whatsoever will hearken, whosoever will hearken unto him, whoever believeth in him,
mm-hmm.
okay, and his words, and he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. Which means, na talagang magiging authority ang kanyang mga sasabihin, at ang sino mang makinig sa kanya will be of God, and ang sino mang mag-reject sa kanya is not of God. In fact, this can be read in Acts chapter 3, in verse 22. Acts chapter 3, in verse 22.
Sabi po dito, for Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. Sa New Testament na to, Pastor, no?
Yes, New Testament na to, nilalapat na natin yung katuparan. And this is the time of the stoning of Stephen. This is the time, makikita natin na, there. In fact, tingnan natin yung word na from among their brethren. Tingnan natin na. At ang katuparan ito nasa John chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. From among them, what does it mean? Tingnan natin. John chapter 1, verse 26.
Ayan. Sabi po doon, John answered them saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you, whom ye know not.
Okay, next verse.
And then, sabi po sa 27, he must increase, but I must decrease.
So, inano ko to? 27, tapos John chapter 3, verse 30.
Verse 30. Ito.
So, bakit ko to binanggit? I baptize them with water. So, ini-exalt ni John the Baptist yung darating sa kanya. Whose sandals I'm not worthy to untie.
Yeah, so verse 27.
Okay, so explain muna natin to. Now, sabi niya, one among you, but among you stands one among you. Ibig sabihin, Jesus Christ was in the crowd.
Nandun po siya.
No one has noticed him. Kinabukasan pa bago siya i-introduce. Sabi lang ni John, one among you stands, he that is worthy, that more worthy than I, whose sandals I'm not worthy to untie. Hindi muna niya in-introduce. Sinabi lang niya, I baptize you with water, pero may darating sa likuran ko na mas dakila kaysa sa akin. And he is pointing out to this prophecy. Sabi niya, I will raise them up prophet from among their brethren like unto thee. Ibig sabihin, kagaya lang ninyo from ordinary. Hindi siya galing sa royalty. Hindi siya galing sa mga matataas na posisyon. Galing siya sa mass. Galing siya sa masa. Yun. Tapos, hindi nila alam yun. Kinabukasan, nung dumating ulit sila, sabi ni John, here's the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. And then doon na niya sinabing, I must increase nung tinatanong na siya at nung nasa kulungan na siya, sabi niya, I must increase. I must decrease. He must increase. So, nilo-lower down na niya yung kanyang sarili kasi finifix na niya yung mata ng mga tao. Kay Jesus. In fact, nung hindi mag-gets ng kanyang mga disciples to, sabi niya, dalawang beses niya, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Mm-hmm. So, nag-gets na nila, sinundan nila si Jesus, tapos umalis na sila kay John the Baptist. Kasi, remember, John the Baptist, sinasabi ni Jesus Christ, the greatest among the prophets is John the Baptist.
Totoo po yun.
Pero si John the Baptist naman sabi niya, no, there is greater than I.
Which is Jesus. Opo. Ang galing po, ano? It's always pointing to Jesus po talaga.
Yeah. I remember merong quotation sa Spirit of Prophecy na sinasabi na pag na-fix na daw, sabi niya, parang nasa testimonies, I'm not sure, SG, parang ganun. Sabi niya, Jesus on the cross is the gospel. This is our message. This is our, warning to the impenitent. Tapos sabi niya, if they fix their eyes upon him, we may step aside. Pag nag-fix na daw yung mata ng mga tao sa kanya, pwede na tayong mag-step aside na makalimutan na tayo. Basta na-fix na lahat ng mata sa kanya, kahit makalimutan na tayo, ito yung ginawa ni John.
Yes po. And nakita naman natin lahat po yun na after nung baptism ni Jesus Christ, tuloy-tuloy na talaga yung ministry niya. And parang tapos na ba yung trabaho ni John after po nun?
Sort of, dahil na-plancha na niya o na-ready na niya natanggapin si Jesus Christ.
That's true.
Ng mga tao. And tinanggap naman ng mga tao. Pero John's work is just but the beginning. Kumbaga, nagpasa siya ng isang heritage at ang heritage niya is ihanda lang yung daan ni Jesus. Pero yung buong katotohanan at kapangyarihan na kay Jesus lahat.
Opo.
So tingnan natin, nung mabuhay na mag-uli si Jesus, na-confirm ng mga tao na, uy, saan ba talaga nakasulat si Jesus sa Old Testament?
Oh, and they tried to search, ano?
Yes. Opo. So these are some of their, sabihin na natin, discoveries in the scriptures. Unahin natin sa Galatians chapter 3, verse 15 and 17, talking about the covenant seed. Galatians chapter 3, verse 15 to 17. Pakibasa ang Galatians chapter 3, verse 15 to 17.
Okay, sabi po dito, "Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannulled it or added thereto." And verse 16 po, ano? "And the Lord God commanded the man..."
Sorry. Ano, sorry. It should be chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3, verse 15 to 17. Hindi chapter 2. Galatians chapter 3,
verse 15 to 17. Okay, so 15 po ulit. Tinan po natin.
Ayan.
Yeah, it's the same point, diba? "Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannul it or added thereto." And then 16, "Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He said not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ."
Okay. Verse 17.
And 17. "And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect."
So kay Abraham, nag-promise ang Panginoon ng seed of the covenant. Ang binanggit ay hindi seeds.
Isa lang talaga.
"Of thy seed." Opo. Yun din yung binanggit sa Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. Ano? Pero kay Abraham, "out of thy seed," ito yung "I will establish my covenant." At yung seed na binabanggit dito, na discover nila Peter, na discover nila Paul, that this seed that he's talking as the covenant seed are not any other seed, but Jesus Christ. Sabi to them, "thy seed," sabi niya, "thy seed, which is Jesus Christ."
Yes po, na-identify na ni Paul.
So this is very important. Kasi nung binabanggit natin yung Genesis chapter 3, ang tatalo kay Satan o sa
serpent,
seed ng serpent ay si Jesus. So si Jesus ang binabanggit na seed. At yung magiging blessing sa buong mundo, it's not us. It's not anyone else. That blessing will be that seed who is Jesus Christ. And by His death on the cross, He will become a blessing to all the families of the earth. What do you think of that?
That's very true. Totoo naman yun. And imagine, from that time on, when Jesus lived here on earth, marami na pong buhay na nabago because of Jesus Christ. So definitely, we are blessed. We are blessed through Jesus Christ.
So napaka-importante, mga kapatid, that we go back to the prophecies. And they were going back to the prophecies of Genesis chapter 12 and the preceding chapter. At ngayon naman, let's focus on the sacrificial system, because this is also part of the prophetic gift na binigay. Genesis chapter 2, verse 16 and 17. Tingnan natin itong system of sacrifices.
So hindi lang po siya yung covenant seed, ano, and even sa sacrificial system. So it's sabi po dito, "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die."
And explain muna natin, Tito. There's an assurance, o sabi natin, certainty, that if they eat of that which was forbidden, they will surely die. Ang tanong, bakit hindi kagad namatay? But hindi kagad namatay? Okay. Akala ko they will surely die. Actually, pag binasa natin ang Patriarchs and Prophets, pag tinignan talaga natin, kaya hindi namatay, because there found a ransom for them. Meron kagad ano ba yun? Second option. Kung sakasakaling magkasala ang mga magulang, meron na kagad substitute na mamamatay. Kaya as soon as they sin, ginawan kagad ng paraan ng Panginoon.
Yes, po.
According to His eternal plan. Basahin natin ang Genesis chapter 3, in verse 21.
Ayan. And to Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them.
So how do you make clothes of skin?
Through animal skins.
That's it. It means that kailangan may mamatay para lang sila mabigyan ng
damit.
Ng damit. And that is already a typology of the sacrifice that would be made in order for us to be covered from our sins. From our nakedness. Yun, yun.
Ang bilis sumagot ng Panginoon, Pastor, no?
Kaya may namatay. Exactly. May namatay talaga.
Which is, yeah, yung animal na yun, na may covering na yun.
Kaya lang hindi makuha yun eh. Mm-hmm. Hindi makuha ng mga tao. Iniisip nila, surely die. Pero it took 900 years bago namatay.
Totoo.
So hindi pala totoo talaga na
mamatay agad.
Mamamatay agad. Pero actually, kung nakuha lang nila to,
may namatay agad. Agad. Totoo.
Hindi lang yun. Namatay pa yung nature, namatay yung mga plants.
Like decay and all.
And then, tumagal lang kay Adam kasi yung strength na meron si Adam is very strong. At the same time, yung mercy ng Panginoon ang nagsusustain sa kanya kung bakit siya nabuhay. Pero, to be exact, someone died in behalf of him that fixes the certainty of the curse.
Mm-hmm.
Na the moment you eat of it, you will surely die. But because someone volunteered, sabihin natin on the concept of substitution, someone volunteered. And sabihin na natin, he extended both his arms from heaven and on earth and became a bridge and said, I have found a ransom for him.
Opo. Wow, grabe. Diba? So if we would contemplate on the sacrificial system that we have in the Old Testament, talaga it will point to Jesus Christ.
And sacrificial system, through the economy of the blood, sustained from decades to decades, century to century, hanggang sa nakarating sa atin yung concept ng blood.
Mm-hmm.
Kung wala yun, hindi natin maintindihan kung paano tayo niligtas ng Panginoon. Romans chapter 6, verse 21, pakibasa.
Sige po, Romans 6:21, what fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death.
Next. Romans chapter 8. So, ano daw ang end? Death.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Romans chapter 8, verse 3 to 5. Ang ganda nitong concept na to.
For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh.
Dito muna tayo. Explain muna natin to. Ano sabi? Because the law is holy, and we are weak, we could not fulfill the requirements of the law. So in order to fulfill the requirements of the law, His Son was sent in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin condemned the flesh. First, He needed to be like us.
Opo.
As weak as us. Sabi natin, 4,000 years of degradation. Next verse, verse 4.
Yeah, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
So, hinahin muna natin, the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. Paano mapufulfill sa atin yung righteousness of the law? First, the sacrifice must be spotless, must be righteous. So that through this sacrifice, una, dapat matupad niya yung buong kautusan, yung requirements of the law. Verse 5, pakibasa.
For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
Balik muna tayo sa verse 3. Napakaganda yung verse 3. Gusto muna explain tong verse 3. For what the law could not do, that's weak through the flesh, by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin, in the flesh. So He condemned the sin by His own flesh,
yes,
not by our flesh.
Opo, ganon. Mm-hmm.
So that the righteous requirements of the law might be fulfilled in us. In two counts, does the righteous requirement of the law be fulfilled? First, He fulfilled all the requirements by Himself. Siya mismo tumupad nun. Otherwise, He would not be a spotless sacrifice. Hindi siya acceptable. Pangalawa, kinuha niya yung punishment para hindi na natin matanggap yung punishment. So, bagaman hindi natin natupad yung kautusan, natupad natin ang kautusan sa pamamagitan ng kanyang pagtupad, At yung punishment na dapat na sa atin, kinuha niya rin para matupad niya rin yung requirement nung kautosan. Kasi ang kautosan ang requirement na kautosan, kung nagkasala ka, dapat ka mamatay.
Opo.
So in two counts, he fulfilled the requirements of the law. First, he kept the whole law. Second, he was punished in the flesh for us.
Yun din yung importance, Pastor, ng ano, no, he came into the flesh, kagaya natin. Kasi kung hindi rin siya dumating, kagaya natin, paano mafulfill or parang paano masasatisfy yung
requirements ng law?
Opo, parang, you know, the accuser would say, that's unfair. Kasi hindi ka naman naging kagaya nila. Parang hindi ka enough, you know, to satisfy the requirement.
Pero pag sinabi naman niya, kasi Diyos yan, yun na nga yung point . Biruin mo Diyos siya, and yet he kept himself becoming a human, not exercising his divinity. Mas mahirap yun. Mas mahirap i-keep yung law, samantalang you are above
you're
the law.
You're a God, totoo.
Diba? Above the law ka, and yet you kept yourself, not using any extra supernatural, and then you went from the comfort of Godhead to becoming humble, na hindi mo malang ma-introduce yung sarili mo. I think mas matindi yun kesa sa struggle natin.
And there are many temptations kay Jesus na gamitin yung power niya, gamitin yung divinity niya.
Tayo, kahit may temptation na gamitin, wala naman tayong power.
Opo.
Yun ang point doon, mga kapatid. Dahil wala naman tayong power, kahit gustuhin man natin, wala naman tayong maipakita, magpakumbaba na lang tayo. Pero siya, he has the option not to humble. He has the option to kill or destroy anyone that does not recognize him, but he did not do that. So there's a greater temptation on his side than on our side. Amen. Ang susunod natin, I like this, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. Ganda ng concept.
Sabi po dito, for he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
Ano sabi? For he hath made himself to be sin for us. Ang context nito, he reconciled the world to himself, to God, by himself, through his righteousness. Paano niya ginawa yun? He fulfilled the satisfaction by making himself, choosing himself to be sin for us. Though he did not know sin, he made himself to be sin for us that we might be made righteousness of God. Biruin mo, ang turing ng Panginoon sa atin is righteous. Dahil inako niya yung ating pagiging sinful. So it's a substitution of concept that, okay, ako na lang ang makasalanan. Ako na lang ang magpapanish sa kasalanan para absuelto na sila. And because of that, we were reconciled to God. Napakasarap na concept. In the same way, parang ito yung katuparan ng sacrificial system na naging substitute tayo. How do you feel about this?
Naalala ko tuloy, Pastor, di ba, nung after Adam and Eve sinned against God, nahihiya talaga sila, they are ashamed of God. Pero nung binigyan na sila ng clothing, which is made of the skin nga, parang, yeah, yung reconciliation, totoo. Yung pwede na sila ulit humarap sa Panginoon, and yung extension din ng mercy kasi ng Panginoon din sa kanila.
Pero may kawawang tupa
yun na, nga lang,
na namatay para sa kanila, para lang sila maging acceptable.
Totoo.
Wow. This is really a wonderful concept. And yet, mga kapatid, we didn't see this as a prophecy. Hindi natin ito nakikita. Pero kung titignan mo ang Diyos, parang nalatag ko na lahat yan from eternity. Pero ngayon nyo palang, saka palang nabubuksan yung mata ng mga disciples na, uy, nandun na pala yun. Planado niya pala. Oh, what a love that comes from God.
Totoo. Pastor, meron lang tayong isang tanong mula sa ating viewer, Sister Exeda from Bansud, Mindoro. Pakipaliwanag po, Pastor, yung nasa aklat bilang 6 verses 1 to 5. Dahil kami po na may mga tungkulin sa iglesia ay di pala karapat dapat manungkulan.
Mukhang malayo sa
ating topic. Should we answer this right now?
Tuloy lang po tayo.
Sige po.
Susunod po, medyo malayo po yung tanong doon sa ating topic. Sige. Now, let's go to, nasaan tayo? Hebrews chapter 10 verse 10. Sige po, kung related po yung inyong tanong sa topic, masasagot po natin.
Yes, pero we appreciate
po,
your sending question. Sige po, Hebrews 10 verse 10. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
So yun, dahil dito na sanctify tayo, mm-hmm. ibig sabihin natin napabanal tayo, na set aside tayo, tinanggap tayo. Bakit? Because of the offering of the body of Christ once and for all. Minsan lang nangyari, pero para na sa lahat. So hindi na ho niya uulitin yun.
Mm-hmm.
Effectual mm-hmm. na yung isa para sa lahat. Bakit? Because he has eternal life. And everyone that trusts in him will have eternal life. Yun yung kagandahan ng effectivity ng kanyang ginawa. Isa pang concept yung tinatawag natin, the sanctuary system. Genesis chapter 34 verse 10.
Okay, so nasa pangatlo na po tayo, no? Genesis 34 verse 10.
Sige.
And ye shall dwell with us, and the land shall be before you. Dwell and trade ye therein, and get you possessions therein.
So, pasok kayo dyan, tapos magiging land nyo ito, at mm-hmm. anong gagawin nyo doon? Psalm chapter 77 verse 13. Ang ganda nito.
Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary, who is so great a God as our God.
May binanggit din sa Exodus na, let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell with
among them.
Tapos sabi niya, and you will possess this land. And then sabi niya, thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
So, yung sanctuary, inappoint ng Panginoon para makita natin yung way, yung paraan ng kaligtasan. Nandun na yung blood, yung sacrifices, yung lahat ng nasa sanctuary, yung lever, yung kung ano-ano pa. Pero, thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Tingnan natin ang John chapter 14, verse 6. Ang ganda nito kapag John chapter 1, verse 14.
Uh-huh.
Sabi niya,
oh.
Yeah, and dito muna, 14, verse 6.
Sabi po dito, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
So, I am the way. So, thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Pero sabi niya, I am the way.
Opo.
Diba sinabi pa nga niya, I am the door sa John chapter 10? I am the door. At ang sinumang dumaan, hindi sa door na to ay magnanakaw. Diba sabi niya?
Opo.
Magnanakaw. Now, let's go to, I am the way. I am the way. Ako yung way. Hindi lang siya yung way, siya rin yung sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
Sabi sa John, wala ito sa ano natin, pero John chapter 1 verse 14. Unahin natin ito. John chapter 1 verse 14. Okay. Ang 12 sabi doon eh, And he went to his people, but his people received him not.
Mm-hmm.
John chapter 1 verse 14.
So sabi po dito, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, and the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Alam mo ba yung sanctuary kung saan siya gawa?
Mm-hmm.
Gawa siya sa goat skin.
Oh yeah, opo.
Flesh. So, let them make me a sanctuary by the flesh that they may dwell among them. Saan ba nakalagay? Sabi sa Exodus, that they may dwell among them. Ito yung term na ginamit. The word became flesh, and this is Jesus Christ, made flesh, and then sanctuaried among us. Ibig sabihin,
yeah,
tabernacled or dwelt among us. So, through Jesus Christ, nanahan ang Panginoon sa at. And then, the way of God is in the sanctuary, kasi yung buong sanctuary is all about Jesus Christ. Siguro, next time, pag-uusapan natin ito. But this is a concept that is prophetic at ang katuparan ay kay Jesus Christ. And they understood it mm-hmm. during their time. Mm-hmm.
Oh, ng Israelites, ng time nila. And I hope talaga na they're looking forward. Sana, no, na yung mga Hudyo noon, since they have studied it, since alam nila yung sanctuary, sana talaga nung pagdating ni Jesus, alam nila na ito na yun.
Sayang nga eh. Mm-hmm. Pero at least si John, mm-hmm. yung language na ginagamit niya, he was using the language of the sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
Kahit nung nasa ano siya, yung John the Revelator, nung sinusulat niya, this is the language of the sanctuary. In fact, when he was saying, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world, he was pointing to the sanctuary.
Yeah, to the sanctuary.
John chapter 10, the door, is pointing to the sanctuary. I am the light of the world, John chapter 8 verse 12, I am the light of the world.
Even yung bread of life.
I am the bread of life, John chapter
yes,
6.
Yes, mm-hmm.
And I am the resurrection and the life. Lahat ng John is a language of the sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that, mga kapatid, if we only understand the Old Testament in the light of Jesus Christ, we may fully understand the whole scripture. And we may rejoice. Ang problema, minsan nawawala na tayo doon. Parang basa lang tayo, tapos wala si Christ.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hindi siya nagiging makapangyarihan.
Okay.
Ang amazing, Pastor, no? So we start with the covenant seed na mula Genesis 3:15 pa lang. And then meron nung sacrificial system na in-offer yung lamb, you know. Even si, di ba, si, yung unang anak po, ni, si Abel and si Cain, they have it there. Grabe, and it continues on with the sanctuary system, all pointing to Jesus Christ. Lahat ng prophecies na ito, walang ibang pupuntahan po eh. Si Jesus Christ talaga eh.
May isa pang amazing dito. Mm-hmm. The 70-week prophecy, pointing to Jesus Christ. Pag tinignan natin yung unto 2,300 days of the sanctuary big lens, pointing out to 1844 na kagad tayo, mamimiss natin yung point pag hindi natin nakita yung center.
Opo.
May trivia ako dito. Ilang beses dapat magpatawad? Sabi ni Peter, nagtanong siya kay Jesus Christ, ilang beses dapat?
70 times 7.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's go to 2,300 days. Nung in-explain ito sa chapter 9 ng Daniel, anong ginamit na language? Ang ginamit na language, 70 sevens is determined for your people.
Mm-hmm.
70 weeks are determined for your people. Tapos dinivide niya from the, you know, from the building of Jerusalem.
Yes.
1 week. Ganito, 1 week. Tapos yung huli, there's the last week, the 70th week, from the 69th. In the middle of the week, the Messiah will be appointed. And then, yun yung pinaka-middle mismo nung 2,300 days. Tapos biglang, unto 2,000. So, the second coming of Jesus Christ is definite. I mean, the preaching of the second coming and his going to the sanctuary is definite, but the middle of it is the dying on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly, the disciples did not get this, as well as the pioneers of the Adventism.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of the greatest appointment day, nagiging great disappointment day. Because they did not understand the prophecy in the light of Jesus Christ.
Totoo. Opo.
So what was the response nung nabuhay na mag-ili si Jesus Christ? They were sad. They were walking in Emmaus. And basahin natin kung paano ito in-arrest ni Jesus Christ. He himself explained this, that they may rejoice. Otherwise, the wrong interpretation may give us sadness.
Mm-hmm.
The right interpretation will give us gladness. Hindi na tayo sad-ventist. Magiging Gladventist, pagkatama ang interpretation.
So, importante rin pala, Pastor, na we have the right interpretation of these prophecies.
And the right interpretation is the light of the cross of Calvary.
Mm-hmm.
Yun. Tingnan natin sa Luke chapter 24, verse 25 and to 27.
And the word? Luke po tayo.
Luke chapter 24, verse 25 to 27. Sige.
Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken.
Next verse.
Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
See? Hanggang 27. Are you good? Sabi niya, from the prophets, 27, balik natin doon. Sabi niya, from Moses, this is Torah, the prophets, Nevim, expounded to them in all scriptures, Ketubim. So, yung five books of Moses, and then the prophets, the major prophets, and then the writings, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Songs of Solomon. These are all pointing towards, take for example, from the Torah, alam naman natin, napag-usapan na natin. From the prophets, nandyan yung Isaiah chapter 58. From the writings, Psalm chapter 22.
Mm-hmm.
All of these are pointing to Jesus. And when he explained this in Emmaus, ano nangyari sa kanila? Imbis na sumulong si Jesus, sabi niya, stay with us. And then when Jesus lifted up his hands, began to break the bread and pray, nakita nila, naintindihan nila, all that, and then, nung wala na si Jesus, sabi niya, were our hearts not burning?
Yeah, opo.
Grabe yung burn sa kanilang puso. Ganon din po mangyari sa atin, mga kapatid. We would be very sad, mga kapatid, when we walk into this life if we do not fully understand the mission of the Messiah. Hindi rin natin maintindihan na to suffer is one of our mission. That's why we are always sad pag nagsasuffer tayo. But Jesus Christ is interpreting it in such a way that that brings us rejoicing in our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya willing din sila mamatay and suffer and rejoice over it.
No wonder, marami po tayo naging mga martyrs, even the disciples themselves. And Pastor, going back po, ano nga yun? Yan.
Dito sa Luke.
Okay po. Yung nasa Emmaus po, So, ganun pala ka-importante yung Old Testament prophecies. Kasi po, Pastor, meron po sa panahon natin ngayon that they don't believe the Old Testament na. And imagine the effect of not believing the Old Testament. Paano mo makikita na si Jesus pala yung fulfillment o yung lahat ng binabanggit sa Old Testament, it points to Him. Kung hindi po tayo naniniwala sa Old Testament.
Yun na nga. The Old Testament is Jesus foretold.
Mm-hmm.
The New Testament is Jesus fulfilled. Ngayon, kung hindi mo anong na-fulfill kung hindi mo babasahin ang Old Testament?
Old Testament. Opo.
Ano ang na-foretold kung hindi mo babasahin ang Old Testament? So, it doesn't make sense pagka hindi na natin. That's why hindi magiging powerful ang preaching natin kung hindi naman nag-prophesy ang Panginoon. Wala palang kapangyarihan ng Panginoon para malaman ang future. Pero pag nakita natin may kapangyarihan siya malaman ang future, then our future is certain.
Opo, and clearer to us. So, ano yung magiging future natin? Since marami ng prophecies na fulfilled.
So we have more confidence of the Word of God if we have prophecies in the past that were fulfilled. Now, tingnan natin kung paano sila naging missionary dito sa Acts chapter 8, verse 29 to 35. Medyo mahaba-haba ito. Paano nila ngayon, nung malaman na, na-discover na nila to, paano naman nila ito in-explain?
Oh, we'll go to Philip, no? Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth.
Tuloy.
And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him, Jesus.
Yun. Napakasarap mga kapatid na ang pinipreach lang talaga ng mga disciples during that time is Jesus. That's the only thing they are bearing. And they use scripture as their strategy to lead them to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So scripture leads to Jesus. At yan din ang gagamitin ng ating Adventist heritage.
Totoo.
Ng mga missionaries natin. They use scripture, they lead people to Jesus. And the prophets use scripture to lead to Jesus. So basically, the prophecies of the scriptures, the scripture itself leads to Jesus. Ito rin ang gagawin natin dito sa ating program.
Mas nagiging clear sa atin, Pastor, yung purpose, why do we study the Bible? Because it actually leads us to Jesus. Meron kasing gumagamit ng Bible in many different reasons. Pero knowing this, alam natin kung saan tayo pupunta at kung anong direction natin, knowing that all prophecies leads to Him.
And not only that, sa huling araw, ang babanggitin dito ni Jaisel sa Bible, Revelation chapter 12, verse 17, pakibasa po, in the last days, what would be the remaining, I would say, characteristic of the remnant? Pakibasa po sa Revelation chapter 12, verse 17.
And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ.
So he was talking about the remnant of her seed.
Mm-hmm.
Remnant of her seed is Jesus Christ. Sino yung remnant? The church. Now, ano yung characteristic na meron sila? They keep the commandments of God and the testimony of Jesus. So they're keeping the commandments of God. They're obedient to the commandments, the Ten Commandments. And yet, they kept the testimony of Jesus. What is the testimony of Jesus? Tingnan natin sa Revelation chapter 19, verse 10. 19:10.
And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, see thou, do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
So now, may tanong sa akin last time. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Nakita na natin na the spirit of prophecy is the spirit that gave the prophecy so that we will all be led to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Ang tawag din sa kanya ay testimony of Jesus. Merong testimony foretold, merong testimony fulfilled. So, ibig sabihin ng testimony foretold, yun yung mga prophets that talked about Jesus. Sabi ni Jesus sa John chapter 5 verse 39, you search the scriptures, you think that you have eternal life in them, but they are the testify
of me,
but you wouldn't accept me. How could you have eternal life? So, sabi niya, paano kayo magkakaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan? Ayaw niyong tanggapin yung testimony tungkol sa akin.
Mm-hmm.
So, those are the testimonies. And those are prophecy. Now, in the last days, there will be the role of the spirit of prophecy again. And what is the role of the spirit of prophecy? Dalawa. The mm-hmm. first role is to lead us to the Bible.
Yes, po.
Second, is to lead us to the Bible and thereby lead us to Jesus. So, pagka naibalik tayo sa Bible, pupunta tayo kay Jesus. Yung tinatawag nating the spirit of prophecy is the lesser light that leads us to the greater light.
Pero totoo yan, Pastor. Whenever I would read the spirit of prophecy or yung writings ni Mrs. Ellen G. White particularly, it will always bring me back to the Bible. And it always give me more enlightenment on who Jesus is. And mararamdaman mo talaga deep within your heart na you are being drawn closer to Jesus. Which is very true, no? Na yung testimony of Jesus, yung spirit of prophecy would only lead you to have a closer relationship with Jesus.
And the same with me, mga kapatid. That's why we have this program para kasi sinasabi nila, nagbabasa kayo niyan. Bakit niyo binabasa?
Mm-hmm.
Because it leads us to read our Bible again. And then it ignites us, it motivates us to know Jesus more. So it's not that we read the spirit of prophecy for any purpose, but one. First, kasi pag nagbasa ka ng spirit of prophecy, sa dami ng mga verses na binabasa mo, para ka na rin nagbasa ng Bible.
Totoo po. Nandun din ang mga Bible verses.
Ang pagkakaiba lang, ang pagkakasabi na natin, ang unique lang dito, yung parang siyang panel, na papunta lang lahat kay Jesus. So hindi ka na maliligaw na mapunta pa sa iba pang mga butas-butas kasi ililid ka na niya kaagad kay Jesus. Yun ang kagandahan. So, mga kapatid, siguro may mga comments na. Siguro mga kapatid, this is now the challenge for us to revisit our reading of the Bible. Do we read the Bible just for daily living? Yung bang, basahin ko to para sa mga araw-araw ko lang na buhay.
Mm-hmm.
Practicality. Or do we read the Bible searching for the gold, searching for Jesus Christ? Practically, how do you read the Bible? Ako personally, noon, binabasa ko lang Bible, yung iba para lang mag-sermon, o kaya para lang makipag-debate, or para to know some truth. Pero parang hindi talaga hinahanap si Jesus.
Maganda siguro, Pastor, to reflect upon it after reading na, have I been drawn closer to Jesus? Mas nakilala ko ba si Jesus as I read my Bible today? Or, ano pa yung characteristics ni Jesus na nalaman ko after reading this Bible?
Meron akong daily devotional. By the way, yung mga hindi pa po nanonood, may daily devotional po akong tawag ay Lifting Christ Ministry.
Mm-hmm.
At we are reading the Bible. Ngayon, 6 na lang yata ang hindi namin nababasa sa the whole Bible. 6 books. And ngayon nasa Isaiah kami. Especially Isaiah 48 kami this morning.
Ilang years na po bang Lifting Christ?
Five years na.
Okay.
5 years na.
And no wonder.
Isa lang yung aming strategy.
Uh-huh.
How to find Jesus.
In every verse.
In every verse.
Totoo.
Tapos paano siya lalapat sa aming pang-araw-araw na buhay. I tell you, thousands were revived. Thousands were drawn to Jesus. And really, the scriptures is the spirit of prophecy that leads to Jesus. And through the Holy Spirit, we can understand Jesus in the Bible. Ayan. So, tingnan natin, magbasa tayo.
Meron. Yeah. Ang dami po nag-comment, ng greetings po nila. Ayan.
Si Glory Ka Agbay sabi niya, good evening. God bless. Adventist Heritage with Pastor Bri.
Yes.
Gusto ko namin makarinig ng mga comment talaga.
Medyo and Sister Revelyn Ronas Padilla, good evening po sa lahat. Watching from Nueva Ecija.
Watching pamilya ni Judy Sosa.
Mm-hmm.
Ayan. Okay, and then Azriel Nikki. Ayan, magantay tayo na kanya. Pero personally sa'yo, what is your takeaway today?
To be honest po, Pastor, sometimes dumarating talaga sa point na mas masarap basahin yung New Testament. Mm. Parang mas, syempre, kasi nandun na si Jesus, He lives here on
package.
Earth.
Ano na yun, package.
Oo nga eh. Pero if you go back to the Old Testament, mas lalalim din yung understanding, yung appreciation mo on the bigger picture ng plan ng Panginoon for our salvation. Kasi imagine, mula pa lang nung, you know, fall of Eve and Adam, nandun na agad yung, ito yung solusyon ko para maligtas kayo. And not just them, but the whole human race. Ano. And nakita natin na unti-unti, everything is being unfolded. And we are so blessed sa panahon natin ngayon na nababasa natin to, naiintindihan natin to. Kasi nung mga tao sa panahon ni Jesus, yes, parang yung mga disciples na going to Emmaus, sobrang lungkot nila yung namatay si Jesus kasi hindi nila talaga naiintindihan. Alam mo yun, nag-preach na sa kanila si Jesus paulit-ulit.
Sinabi na ni Jesus na mamamatay siya,
mapapahu siya. Even to the disciples, Pastor.
Oh.
So parang nakapagtahanga na bakit si Mary Magdalene, naiintindihan niya na mamamatay si Jesus.
Pinunasan pa niya, niready niya.
Saka no, sila agad yung pumunta dun sa tomb, something like that. So alam niyo po yun, parang how I wish we really dig into this Old Testament more para mas ma-encourage tayo to believe in Him. Yun kasi din po yung gusto ng Panginoon for us to actually believe in Him, to embrace His sacrifice para sa atin.
Naalala ko rin yung panahon ng Great Disappointment, 1844. They were so expectant for Jesus to come.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos hindi na nila nakita yung centrality nung message na iniisip nila, shut door na. Tapos na ang gawain. Tapos nung hindi dumating si Jesus Christ, hindi na nila alam kung anong susunod na pangyayari. And yet some were searching the scriptures, looking at the ministry of Jesus in the sanctuary, the way of God is in the sanctuary. Nung makita nila ang sanctuary, doon nila intindihan, hindi pa pala shut door, open door. Open door na binubuksan ang panibagong pag-alala at meaning at nakita nila na ito pala, panahon pala para mag-preach tayo sa buong mundo, prophesy again to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people. Dito na nagsimula. And from this on, we are now like 23 million.
Mm-hmm.
From starting that point, halos lahat ng mga sekta, pababa na ng pababa ang kanilang mga numbers. And yet, we continue to grow because we have a message to bear. And that message is centered on Jesus Christ and His ministry on the sanctuary, finishing the everlasting gospel.
Kaya blessed po talaga, Pastor, those who read and hear this word of this prophecy. Galing sa Revelation 1 verse 3. Mm. Whenever I would read that verse, talagang pinagpala po tayo, especially the Seventh-day Adventists who have this, you know, spirit of prophecy and this interpretation that come down sa atin. If only we could embrace it and understand it, we would really, really be blessed po talaga.
Amen. Excited na ako na pag-aralan yung Adventist heritage natin, mm-hmm, from William Miller. And then, titignan natin, paano ba nila tinignan yung prophecy? Paano ba sila nag-conclude sa mga ano ba yung mga ginamit nila? Sino ba si George Storr? Sino ba si William Miller? Sino ba si Joseph Bates? Tapos, ano yung mga theology nila? Paano tayo nag-come up dito? Tapos, suddenly, bigla na lang, sino rin ba itong Ellen White? Sino ba si James White? I mean, paano nag-arise? Kasi, minsan, malabo sa atin eh. Paano ba nag-come up tayo dito sa mga belief na to?
Oo. So yan po yung aabangan natin, Pastor. Marami pa po tayong aabangan, pero that's one of those.
Yeah. Sa ngayon, biblical foundation muna tayo, mga patid, that this prophecy did not come up out of one man's opinion. It has been prepared by God through the years. Pakibasa muna yung mga comment natin. Kuya Judy Sosa, Jesus said, "Without me, you can do nothing. Amen. Sana all."
Opo.
Van Halen.
Uh-huh.
Sabi ni Van Halen, kung wala pong propesiya ng pagpapakilala kay Jesus, hindi po sigurado sa ating pinaniniwalaan. Hindi tayo masisigurado. We are not sure of what we believe. Amen? So, May mga yan. So, naghihintay po kami sa inyong mga comments. Maraming salamat po sa inyong comments. Another thing na practical na na-take ko dito, while I was looking at the verses that we are trying, ang practical take ko dito, if Jesus knows the beginning from the end from the beginning, how much more na malalaman yung buhay ko? Ano yung end?
Mm-hmm.
At mula sa beginning. At saka ang kagandahan nun, I can center my life on Jesus today. If the whole Bible, the center is Jesus, I can also make my life Jesus the center of my life.
Totoo yun. How much more tayo, di ba? Kung yung Bible nga mismo from Old Testament hanggang dulo, hanggang New Testament and Revelation would point to Jesus, how much more tayo na why would we not center our lives to Jesus? Kaya yung topic talaga natin, Christ, center of prophecy. Pero alam niyo, Pastor, not everybody would think about this. Parang kasi ang tingin nila sa prophecy, those are, yung mga para ma-prepare ka sa huling panahon, some of the scary things to look forward, dinulook forward yung mga scary things. Ano? Parang ganun.
Ang takeaway ko doon, sabi ni Jesus Christ, it's not for you to know the times and season, but the Holy Spirit shall come and you shall preach the gospel from Jerusalem, Judea, and the ends of the earth. Hindi sa atin mga patid para pag-aralan yung mga times, although times are good, but for us to preach the gospel. Amen?
Yes.
So tayo po yung manalangin, mga kapatid. Nakilala po namin Diyos na makapangyarihan ka po sa lahat. Narito po, Diyos, ang mga propesiya inilatag na sa amin mula sa Old Testament patungo sa New Testament. Ngayon naman, Panginoon, nais po namin makita ang gift ng prophecy na ito na nagbibigay lakas sa bawat isa sa amin. Nagpapakilala sa amin sa aming Panginoong Kristo. Nagbibigay sa amin, Panginoon, ng misyon na ipakilala kayo sa buong mundo. Pagpalain niyo po, nawa, Panginoon, ang aming pong mga tagapakinig. Patuloy po, Panginoon, na ang taga-subaybay ay lumago sa aming Panginoong Kristo at pakapuspusin ng inyong banal na Espiritu. Pagpalain niyo rin po, Panginoon, ang aming patuloy pang pag-aaral sa mga susunod pang Monday. Na sana, Panginoon, ay makilala pa namin kayo at makilala namin ang aming mga sarili at aming pong tungkulin o goal sa aming paglalakbay nito. Pakapuspusin niyo po kami ng banal na Espiritu, Ama, sa pangalan po ng aming Panginoong Jesus. Ayan. So, basahin ko lang to, ha. Akala natin, sabi ni M. Maglon, so, kapag nagbasa tayo ng Bible, magiging banal at maliligtas tayo. Hindi natin alam, kapag gusto mong makilala, magkaroon ka ng relasyon sa Panginoong Hesus Kristo, magkaroon ng interest, buklatin ang Bible.
Yes po. So, patuloy niyo lang po, i-type in ang inyong mga comments. We would love to read that by ourselves po. And para ma-inspire din po ibang mga tao. So, maraming salamat po sa pagsubaybay niyo at pagsama sa amin sa loob ng isang oras. So, muli, namin kayong inaanayahan na manood ng programang ito tuwing Lunes, alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi. Dito lamang sa programang Gigising sa Inyo na makisangkot sa natatapos na gawain ng Ebanghelyo, Adventist Heritage.
Yeah.